Happy Oaks, broadcasting from the guest room of the Barnes Table Brown Party.
They don't know.
They don't know. We're just gonna hang in one of their big closets here. In the closet at the Barnes Table Brown Gala. There's getting set up. There's a buzz outside. I don't think they understand that we're in here.
It's all good. That's the beauty. That's the beauty. We can paint whatever picture we want.
So that's what we're doing.
That's the picture we're painting today.
That's what we're doing today. We're inside the guest room at Barnes Table Brown.
Some really pretty coats in here.
I've already tried on a couple minks.
Yeah. They look good on you.
Thank you.
There's one that matched your hair.
Oh. You know, thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Oaks and... Thurby, hopefully you're nursing a very mild hangover from yesterday's Thurby event.
And maybe you don't have to go to work today.
I'm telling you.
Because it's Oaks.
Yeah, I was going to say, kids are out of school today. So, you know, and I was thinking about this. Like, I don't want to put it into the ether. But with Oaks starting, like, I don't know if this is going to be a thing now where Oaks is, the post time is like... You know, 8:40.
Or if we're just testing it out to see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know if we're
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know if we're dipping the toe in on this post time, this late post time at 8:40, or if they're going to kind of listen to the community or whatever and go, all right, you know what? That was a good run.
That was a fun experiment.
We're going to go back to 6 or whatever. But if it stays this late, is there, I don't even want to say it. Is there a need for schools to be out? Because the whole reason.
Oh, sir, you can't give them a day off.
Okay,
for
Tanya,
who
texts us
had.
And says Indiana schools are in today. Well, it sucks to suck.
Oh,
all right,
oh, wow.
You know, whatever.
Oh,
but I'm saying like Louisville schools, whatever. It's been a tradition that they're out on Oaks Day because you know
teachers are going to Oaks.
Administrators are going to Oaks, and if Oaks is so late. Is there a need?
Listen, you can't give them the day off for all these years
and then
take it away.
That's the thing. If there's one thing that Louisville hangs on to with tight grip, it's tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Listen, mentally, no one's going to be able to work on Oaks Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's that.
All right. So anyways, just kind of putting it out there. It smells great in the kitchen at Barnes Table Brown, by the way. I wonder what they're cooking for the staff here this morning.
It smells good, though.
It does smell good. It does smell good.
Do they let the staff eat?
I mean, before everybody comes in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Haven't you seen, what is that show?
Seen it. Loved it. Watched every season.
It's about the staff at a big mansion.
No, I haven't seen that.
I keep wanting to say Stepford Wives, but it's not that.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Bridgerton,
but it sounds amazing.
It's like a Bridgerton.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't watch that either.
Sorry, it's Oaks. My brain isn't really working today.
You're going off script too much.
I know. I need to stay. That's why we could never be anchors.
Right.
Because we'd see the script in front of us and we'd just like tangent.
That's cute. Suggestion.
Yeah, great.
We're going to talk about this instead.
Great. You know what?
Thanks, guys.
That's fine. We'll get to the toss. It'll be fine.
Maybe.
Just trust us.
Yeah, Tanya says they used to get off Oaks, but for the last couple of years, they don't. Next year, they will be off. Okay, why are they doing that kind of yo-yo thing to you, Tanya?
Yeah,
that's playing with your emotions.
That's playing with your emotions, yeah, for sure. And if there's one thing we don't want to do, especially on a day like today, it's play with your emotions.
1,000%.
All right. Well, Kelly and I are going to see what they're cooking in the kitchen there here at the Barnes Table Brown Gala, the houses. Lovely.
Great.
I'm telling you
That's one I've actually never been to.
What are you talking about? We're here. Cherokee Triangle is beautiful. Beautiful this time of morning.
Beautiful this time of morning.
That's right. Coming up, we've got a feel-good story for you.
You can get to the website at WDJX.com and see what we're talking about. Follow up with it. You've heard of lemonade stands.
I've heard of lemonade stands.
But what about grandma stands?
Where they sell grandmas?
No, they're not selling grandmas.
All right. Okay.
Will you let me explain? That's part of the feel-good story.
Okay, got it, got it. I trust you.
All right.
All right. Take you on that journey coming up next. Good morning, it's 99.7 DJX. We got feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
You've heard of lemonade stands.
I've heard of them, yes.
So this is a grandma stand.
Selling grandmas, got
it. No, we're not selling grandmas, but we're sitting grandma down behind a little table. It's a pop-up street-side booth staffed by a rotating roster of volunteer grandmas ready to give free grandmotherly wisdom and lend an ear to anyone who passes by.
I'm not sure how to, like, go forward and be open to the idea of love.
What I've learned is the less I looked, the more it came.
I think to be a good listener sometimes is a good idea.
I hope you're kind to yourself and proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You have a great feeling for where you're going.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet?
Okay, that's sweet.
Sometimes you just need grandma to, like, give you a little boost to lift you up and maybe give you a little bit of life's wisdom.
Okay.
So Mike Matthews started the project back in 2012 as just a way to connect his grandma with the community.
Yeah.
But then after she passed, other matriarchs in the family and now volunteers help man these stands that have expanded to 8 cities.
Nice.
And a new documentary is being released that show how the grandma stand has also had an impact on the grandmas who participate.
Lovely.
Super sweet. Grandma stand. You're not selling grandmas. Close.
I'd kick the tires on this one, but I think I'd bruise her too easily.
This one's got some miles.
Yeah.
You can see this story at WDJX.com.
With a quick setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
If you can manage to make it through the day without fertilizing the neighborhood with natural fertilizer from your body, you're doing okay. Yes, of course, this happened in Florida.
Oh,
her name's Alexis. Here are some of the locals.
Whoever did this is probably a disgusting person, and I was very shocked.
Yeah, that's right, kid!
Yeah, you are disgusting a kid, even.
It wasn't a kid. It was a 50-year-old lady.
No, but wasn't that just the kid was talking, right?
Yeah.
The kid is disgusted. So that's big if you're disgusting a kid.
Okay. Right? I thought you were calling the kid
kids
disgusting.
Do disgusting
yes,
things.
They do. I mean, so she was literally caught on, like, home surveillance cameras and all that stuff. Vehicles, mailboxes, pantries, private yards, things like that.
Did we not find a bathroom somewhere in a building?
Get the police involved, and because if you call and say, hey, somebody is feces on my car,
feces?
It's Florida, you're not going to believe it.
Is that a new verb?
Feces-ing.
Did we just make a new verb? Feces-ing?
Unclear why, but yes, it's a Florida story. It's what not to do.
Have we had a discussion with her, with the authorities?
Well, we know her name. Okay. We know who she is.
All right, so matter of time. Okay. And again, for people that choose to do things like this, how you repeatedly forget that people have cameras. Yeah,
I know.
They have security cameras all over the house. They have doorbell cameras. Yep. Like, you're gonna be seen.
That's right.
Okay.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spreading natural fertilizer from your body all over the neighborhood, then you're doing okay.
I mean, even just if you were sticking to just gardens, you might be able to get away with the, I just want to fertilize.
Yeah.
But you're going on
other
mailboxes and things like that that don't need to be fertilized.
No.
That might have been part of the downfall.
There you go. That's her setting the bar story on 99.7 DJ. DJ Kelly and I broadcasting from a guest room at Barnstable Brown.
It's really cozy in here.
It is nice.
We'll sneak out and get some snacks later.
The fascinator that you're wearing looks lovely.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm lying. You're not wearing a fascinator.
No.
Because of your...
small head. And not enough hair to hold it up.
I know. You were just talking about and kind of lamenting the fact that, you know, you were seeing some of our anchor friends on the news wear these beautiful, beautiful, like, lovely pieces of art
like
on their head.
Huge.
Gorgeous.
Look amazing.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I could never wear that.
That's a shame.
I have the size of my head is that of a child. And then I don't have enough hair to be able to, like, hold it up either. Like,
I mean, you zhuzh your hair out. It looks...
I zhuzh it out, yes. But it's very, like, it doesn't have enough girth
yeah.
to be able to, like, hang on to a big, heavy fascinator. It would just immediately just fall off my head.
That's a shame.
I know. I have to wear tiny little delicate fascinators, which can be cute, but they're not going to be fabulous and show-stopping.
So we have a new coworker who moved to Louisville a couple weeks ago, experiencing everything Derby for the first time, right? Mm. So we've been kind of dragging her along to these events, Kentucky Derby Festival events, the track, things like that.
Yeah.
What's one piece of advice you'd give her? Or someone who may be experiencing Derby for the first time.
Mm.
And I don't want to hear that, just don't go.
There's going to be
There's already plenty of those.
Yes.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
We're looking for other answers.
But like, it's...
practical advice.
You got to go at least once.
Yes.
And if you're a native, you understand. It's a rite of passage.
Yes. I'm going to say absolutely don't forget. I think you try the signature drinks. You mm-hmm. try a mint julep.
Yeah.
And you try a lily.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean,
those are two experiences
are the things,
you need to have.
Yeah. Even if you're never going to try or drink a mint julep outside of one day a year,
yes.
which you're probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cocktail. You can drink it any time of the year.
I mean,
However, it's mint and it's bourbon and a little simple syrup. It's very easy to make.
Right.
But it's
one of those that maybe you need to acquire a taste for.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get the best rap for it. I don't dislike it. I just don't gravitate towards it any other time of the year.
On the other end of the spectrum, the lilies go down really easy. And you do maybe
again, I'm gonna
need
highlight,
to regulate yourself.
I'm gonna highlight a text message Kelly sent me earlier in the week from the track. Three lilies in, shot a fireball, feeling good. It was a wonder.
From a fancy bathroom.
That's right. A wonder that she made it to work the next day. You know what? It just shows your true professionalism,
Hashtag
Kelly.
Professional.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Hillary, this is a good one. Flats. Period.
Oh, yeah.
I will also concur because I found myself... we walked over a mile, I think, trying to get to a less congested place for our 16-year-old son to come pick us up.
And that's what you don't even think about. You don't even think. So once you're in the track, you're going to do a lot of walking. But,
sure.
But beyond that, walking to and from is going to be a lot.
Exactly. Either you're finding an Uber, rideshare, whatever, shuttle, or if you parked somewhere mm-hmm. in the vicinity, you're mm-hmm. going to be walking
walk.
A lot. So make sure that you maybe prepare the heels if you're going to wear heels. Like put some pads maybe because I have blisters that are...
You still have blisters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like to the point where I had to... drive back from my son's basketball practice with my shoe off.
Oh.
Because it's anything rubbing against it is excruciatingly painful still.
Well, I mean, and that's corroborated by, we just spoke to the mayor yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, breaking fashion news.
Oh.
He gave us breaking fashion news.
Uh-huh.
Wearing sneakers.
Yep.
On Oaks and Derby Day.
Yep. I know you got a look that you're trying to achieve, and for ladies,
well,
it probably involves cute shoes.
It probably does, and I will say I've seen a lot, especially in the last few years. So shoes that let's just say blanket comfortable shoes is going to be a thing.
Comfortable
shoes. I've seen a lot of guys wear those tennis shoes that kind of look like dress shoes.
Oh.
Those are very popular now, where they're like the brown, they're leather, but they are actually tennis shoes.
Yes, so they're dressier tennis shoes.
Yeah, so I would
You guys
look
have
for,
that option.
Oh.
I'm just saying. They have still a long way to go when it comes to
female,
padding
right.
up and cushioning cute, fancy female shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So, yeah, good start to the list. We'll help create it. And I think this is going to be good for anybody who might be experiencing
Derby do's and don'ts.
Yeah, for sure. Renee, tell them to tip their servers with cash. Do the 50-cent bets.
Oh.
Well.
Good one.
50-cent bets, sure, but you're not going to win a whole ton of money with 50-cent bets.
But maybe that's fine.
That's okay.
Because you're just wanting to dip your toe in to say, I placed bets, but not be out an extraordinary amount of money.
I know. My wife said that... I was like, hey, she was at Derby.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you win anything? And she was like, I won $3.50.
Look at that. You walked out of there a winner.
now.
How much did she spend to get there?
I was going to say, well, she spent a couple bucks getting there.
Are we doing the math? She was like, on what it took to get to that $3.50 win?
She was like, my horse came in third. It was a show, and it was a turf race, so it was nice. We were cheered, and it was great.
That's great.
I was like, all right.
See, sometimes it's all about just winning something.
Just winning one. Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to compile this over the day. Oaks Day here on 99.7 DJX. I wish you could have been here as we watched Bobby Flay get interviewed by Wave on morning television.
I might have had a slight crash out.
We started yelling at the TV.
Sure
only because, and let me give you a little bit of history here, because we had an epic pancake, shake and pour pancake throwdown with Bobby Flay way back in the day, where we brought a griddle, we brought the ingredients, and it was going to be Kelly versus Bobby Flay, who is
whatever
a master chef.
Yes.
Everybody knows Bobby Flay. He loves horses. He is famous on the Food Network.
Yes. And he pulled a genius move. He put syrup in the pancake batter.
And he won.
Shook it around, and he won with that.
And he won with that.
Because it turned out amazing.
You did try to go with the chocolate chip.
I did.
Pancakes.
My method.
Yours were good.
Perfect placement.
Yes. Yours was good.
So you don't put it in the batter.
Yeah.
You pour the batter, then place the chips.
So
there's one in everybody.
So we kind of crashed out because his PR people are terrible.
They're really bad at their jobs because they didn't reach out and tell us he was coming and ask if we wanted an interview. And I would have brought my griddle.
Yeah, and it would have been a rematch.
Would have been a rematch. Years in the making.
Yeah,
because
have been great.
I want my revenge.
Yes, and you deserve your revenge.
Yes, I do.
All right. So, again,
forgive me if I'm having a little crash out moment yelling at the TV.
If you would have been a fly on the wall, you would have seen some adult mature language being thrown at the television directed towards Bobby Flay.
I was mad.
Yeah.
Because I literally was just talking about that like yesterday to somebody. Like, oh, back in the day, there was a lot of people who used to come backside in the morning and blah, 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 and all the celebrities and blah, 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 Bobby Flay. Pancake throwdown!
Yep. Yep. So, anyways. All right. Coming up next, we got a feel-good story.
Oh, we should probably pivot.
Yeah, we're going to shift gears. We're going to pivot.
And we're going to talk about a 9-year-old girl who found new confidence after meeting a particular pro soccer player. This is the sweetest.
All right, we'll get to that on the way.
We're going to bring it back around this perspective.
Deep breaths. It's 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is really sweet. A 9-year-old girl named Hayden found new confidence after meeting pro soccer player Carson Pickett, who shares the same limb difference. Hayden was born without most of her right arm. Carson was born without most of her left. Mm-hmm. CBS Evening News had the story.
I wanted to be a professional soccer player when I grew up, and she was able to do that. Really, it fills me with hope that I'm able to as well. Role models make you feel like you can do anything.
Her confidence has skyrocketed.
Yeah, she scored three times in practice.
Yeah. I want to meet all the kids, all the families, all the adults. I want to meet everyone that I can.
Hi, Carson Pickett.
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Aww,
how sweet
is really
that?
That's really cute. That's really cute.
I just love it. And, you know, it's really, really just sweet when it's such a unique difference and to see someone that's mirrored in what your experience is and then having this kind of the same goal. Like, I want to do that, too.
Yep.
And look, she's doing it and I can, too. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
BT Dubs, before we get into Alyssa's situation here on group therapy on Oak, she did see you out at the track earlier this week. She caught a glimpse of the Kelly Kay. Don't know if it was pre or post sitting in a fancy bathroom, three lilies deep in a shot of Fireball. don't know what don't know what stage of Kelly K you saw.
I was happy.
Yes.
Either way, you know, I was happy.
You know, being a happy drunk is a good thing.
Yeah.
Like being an angry drunk is not fun.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, being happy.
I'm happy fun.
I'm happy fun. Listen, the Lilies are going to go down smooth if you're going to the track today. Of course, remember, post time is 8:40.
Yeah.
8:40 tonight.
It's going to be a long day.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger, Lou Villian.
Yeah. She's going to be singing the national anthem.
Yeah, she will be. Now, listen.
What? Uh-uh. Nope. Nope. Lou Villian. She was in
Yeah, she went to White Pass. Yes.
She was in our very studio. She burst. Was in the group Eden's Crush. We're going back. Yeah. Remember the reality show? Was it Pop Stars on the WB?
Yes. Yes.
That was kind of her first little segue into the music world before she even got to the Pussycat Dolls. And she was in the studio and she came in. We sang together and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. I remember I took a very... I took a sweaty photo with Nicole Scherzinger.
Why are you always sweaty?
I don't know.
When you take pictures with famous people.
So, like, Nicole came in and she played our bash one year.
Yes.
And I interviewed her.
That was the same year as O-Town, wasn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
Yes.
And I interviewed her and we chatted and all that. And I don't know what it was, but I was wearing a Schmedium shirt.
You have a history of wearing Schmedium shirts.
I was wearing a Schmedium t-shirt, and she and I got a photo together. She's a lovely person.
Well, yes,
lovely
she's
person.
Always been gorgeous.
And again, it was a dark red mm-hmm. Schmedium t-shirt,
uh-huh.
and I was smiling, and you can see the freaking little
you have pit stains.
Pit stains underneath.
Did you? Did you ever work
out? It was in the studio.
Okay. Yeah.
It was not even out. I don't know why I had that.
Well,
but I did.
Sometimes when you meet pretty girls, you just get a little nervous.
I get a little nervous. And so along the same lines, one of Teddy Swims's label representatives, you know, he has a new song out, and he had texted me randomly and was just like, whenever I hear Teddy, I think of your photo with him.
Get out. Get out.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? This will not die. Because Bourbon and Beyond, a couple years ago, Teddy Swims is...
You're a legend.
And
among
I was
the record industry.
Yes, that's and great. I was running late. And so I get to Teddy Swims' air-conditioned
uh-huh.
trailer,
yep.
do the interview. Everything's fine.
He's ready to go.
We take a photo.
He's
and it was
photo ready.
It was only then... You can't see the sweat up top because I was wearing a dark shirt,
sure.
a little polo shirt, and it was right. But you can on
you sweat
my
lots of places.
My linen shorts I'm wearing.
Yeah,
you can see that there's an awkward spot.
Oh, you look like you pee-peed your pants.
I did.
Listen, I can only also hope that Teddy Swims also remembers that.
If I ever get an opportunity to say hi to Teddy again.
Maybe redo the photo.
I might have to just bring that up just to say, hey,
listen,
I'm not
a redemption story.
I'm not like one of your other thousands of people that you meet.
I'm the sweaty guy.
I'm the sweaty guy.
I'm
yes.
the awkward sweat stain guy.
I'm the awkward sweaty guy.
Okay.
Anyways, all right.
I hope you get that redemption story someday.
Someday. All that to say, Nicole Scherzinger is singing our national anthem.
Oh, great.
Today.
We're bringing it back around.
Yeah,
Nicole.
See, we're pros.
This is awesome.
We're pros.
Hope she sticks around, hangs out, enjoys the area again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels at home.
So, Alyssa, our listener, witnessed something at a workouting at the track between a couple of coworkers.
Oh, boy.
Awkward situation.
Oh, man.
Knowing that both are attached.
Oh, is this another Coldplay situation?
Someone sent that to us on text.
Oh, no.
All right, so we'll get to that next. Group Therapy, 99.7 EJX. So our listener, Alyssa, witnessed something at work, at a work outing, between a couple of coworkers,
uh-oh.
Turning it into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, first of all, absolutely love listening to you two in the morning.
Aw, thank you.
I feel like I know you personally, even though I've never met you in person. Actually, Kelly, I think I saw you and your hubby at the tracker this week. I was going to go up and say something, but I chickened out, LOL.
Oh, that's cute.
Dang it. Next time, come say hi.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway, that's why I'm reaching out to you all. My work had an outing at the track. We had a suite, some food and drinks, had a great time.
Yes.
But I'm really having a hard time with something I witnessed.
Oh.
Two of my coworkers were all over each other, mm-hmm. hands, shoulder rubbing, hugs. They disappeared several times together. Now, I'm not a prude, and I, too, am guilty of a little work pen ink action.
I like that. You know what? She's like, hey, you know what? All things being fair.
Listen, I'm not calling the pot and the kettle black, right. That kind of thing. But the guy, let's call him, quote, Brad,
right,
is married with kids. Mm. And I'm pretty sure she, let's call her Maria, has a boyfriend, too.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if anything happened after the track, but if either of their partners were there, they would not be happy. I've never noticed anything weird between the two of them at work. In fact, everything seemed very professional at work.
Mm.
But it was like a switch flipped, mm. and they didn't care who may catch them.
Weird.
I'm good friends with Brad's wife. Oh, no. Are you getting a little hints of justice for Brad's wife in your head?
Holy cow, yes. Flashback.
And in fact, me and my boyfriend were planning on attending their annual derby party. Now, I don't know if I can even look Brad's wife in the face and smile, knowing what I know.
Mm.
I guess I'm asking if I should do anything. I feel mm-hmm. guilty having witnessed all of this and will never unsee what I saw.
Oh.
Anybody else been in my shoes?
Mm.
Thanks and happy derby, LOL.
She's a ball of fun.
She is.
She's a ball of fun.
Listen,
I'm not going to call the
pedal. Pot calling the kettle black.
Right,
yes.
Right. I've dabbled.
Right.
I've dabbled.
But
not in the same situation,
my
obviously.
My slate was clean as far as my home
right,
life.
Right, right, exactly. Danielle checks in. Where is the Coldplay camera when you need it? Yes,
yeah,
that
100%.
This concert.
Feels very Coldplay-ish.
Footage. Interesting.
Like very CEO, so, HR professional.
I feel like at, you know, there was a part of me that was like, okay, you know, don't worry about that. Don't get yourself muddled in all that. But then she's like, I'm friends with his wife.
Yeah.
That's the part
that's
that kind of gets a little bit tricky for me.
Does she work at Cracker Barrel?
Brad's wife, Cracker
Barrel. Justice for Brad's wife.
Justice
for Brad. Who remembers it? You're a real OG if you do.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Have you ever been in a situation where you see a couple of coworkers doing things they shouldn't?
I mean, I think typically in this case, we're all like, you just got to stand over to the side, watch it burn, because it's probably going to burn at some point, but you don't need to like toss the gasoline or the match.
But Brad's wife.
I know. Brad's wife.
And especially if you are going to see her literally
at her
soon.
House.
Yes.
At the house
of yes.
Derby party. I get why that's awkward.
Okay. 502-795-1997. Let's hear your take on it. We'll do that coming up. Voice notes. Great way to get a hold of us.
If you have a personal experience like Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Chase has a personal experience.
Okay. All
we'll
right.
share.
All right. We'll hear how that all turned out. Coming up on 99.7 DJX, Group Therapy. All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Alyssa witnessed Brad, not his real name, a coworker of hers, and Maria, another coworker of hers, get all canoodle.
They were canoodling at the
canoodling
track.
Canoodling at the track.
Work function apparently didn't seem to care what it looked like.
Yeah, exactly. So she's just like awkward because I know Brad's wife.
And I'm friends with Brad's wife. And I'm supposed to go to a derby party at their house.
I know.
And how can I now go and look her in the eye knowing what I just witnessed?
Lisa, as HR, she texts.
Yes.
Please don't bring this nonsense to us.
Oh, okay. All right. Listen,
she says
Lisa is always going to give us the hardcore truth when it comes to HR.
I mean, she says hopefully it was a one-off.
Uh-huh.
There's not an issue, but as a friend, a conversation needs to be had. Even if it's with Brad, he needs to know his behavior was noticed and it will not be tolerated.
Yes. Now, I did say that Chase had a personal story.
Mm, okay.
I was a little mistaken, but it started off a few years ago. I was director of catering. One of my areas was the red carpet at Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. I was perfect for the job because mm-hmm. I know very little celebrities, so getting starstruck wouldn't be an issue. Mm-hmm. The bar ran out of ice, so I ran to get some, came back to the tent, and all the celebrities I didn't know, I ran into literally the one that I did and immediately forgot how to speak and just stared at her before offering her ice. It was Jennifer Nettles. She was very nice about the situation and laughed. Dang near knocked her down, though. Okay, Chase.
He got a little confused.
Yeah. He thought that we were talking about like embarrassing celebrity stories. Was a little bit late on that. He's like, oh, you know, my bad. And I said, listen, this would be more relevant if you made out with Jennifer Nettles.
Right.
And he said, well, she's about 6'4 in heels, so my head did touch her breast area.
Oh. Not right. Andrea sent us a voice note. Yes.
I've been on the other side where I was the spouse of this.
Oh.
I really wish that someone had told me about it, because I have also been on the Coldplay end of the whole situation.
Okay, referring to the fact that, like, seeing
that viral
publicly
story.
Yes. Yeah, publicly seeing someone with someone else,
right,
where my ex was found with his stuff posted all over the internet.
Ooh.
And I was the one left in the dark. So I would say I would hope she is a good enough friend to let me know, because I've been the spouse with no knowledge of anything. Love the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, Julie says, yeah, part of me says stay out of it, but part of me says if it were me, I'd want to know if my husband was cheating. Mm-hmm. However, you'd better have some solid proof, because cheating is a huge accusation. Allison said on Facebook, and I noticed you called Brad's wife a close friend, but only referred to Brad as a coworker.
Right.
Sounds like your friendship with his wife is more special to you.
Right.
So that's who I would have an instinct to protect, I'd tell her.
All right.
But yeah, there's several others who are just saying, not your circus, not your monkey, stay out of it.
This is always a tough one. We've dealt with these sorts of things on group therapy before, and it's never a clear cut, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do.
Right. She saw, like, inappropriate touching, maybe.
Yeah.
But then, like, they disappeared together. But
yeah, so she didn't see like, kissing or anything
sesh.
Like that. She just heard, she just saw, like, little, like, shoulder rubs.
Right.
What did she say? She said, like, shoulder rubbing, hugs.
Yes.
Hands.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, touching of hands and things like that.
So do we take a passive-aggressive approach? Because you know how I like that.
I know.
And you go to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the derby party, and just be like, oh, so is Maria coming
gonna be
to
here?
Your derby party? And reaction. That's almost like a little like,
I'm
asking that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, I saw you guys were having
chummy?
A good time.
You were chummy. Yeah. I saw you guys were chummy.
Chummy.
At the track. So is Maria coming?
Yeah.
Is she bringing her boyfriend? Her wife?
Yeah.
Do we say things
true.
Like that?
True. You could. You could.
And then just see how he reacts. Maybe.
I do feel
Shelby
weird.
Said, tell her.
Yeah,
tell
I was
going
to say, I feel like you almost have to say, maybe pull the wife aside. And this is probably the worst advice ever, but pull the wife aside and just say, hey, I would just watch out between like this
watch
chick.
How that might come
Maria
off. Yes
Maria is someone I just saw kind of like close
the optics of that
just didn't it just
didn't
it,
look good
I did I didn't and you can even say I didn't see anything that was crazy
right
but I just want to give you a heads up
like that could
know.
Be interpreted
maybe
in a way
all
Becca's
right.
like full send at the derby party tell Brad that you saw everything and his wife deserves
okay.
to know
all right
give him a heads up that he needs to talk to her within a week or you will
okay.
All
well,
right,
hey,
Becca.
Lots of avenues forward.
Yep.
All right. So good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know if anything happens this weekend.
Yes.
Like, can we follow up with you next week?
And get it on video.
Okay. Get it on video. Yeah. Let's just fully embrace the.
Let's dive in.
All right. We'll follow up, see if you have an update for us next week on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Well, we. chatted so long, it's time for the winning word.
Oh, wow. Are we just going to do it right here?
Yeah, I mean, we can do it. It's slip, all right? Slip.
Oh.
Like, don't slip and fall and accidentally kiss your coworker.
Sometimes the universe just puts all that stuff together.
It's great.
So it's perfectly, right?
Next. We're going to play a fun little game here on 99.7 DJX. Introduce you to Christy calling us from New Albany. Hi, Christy.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. We're going to play a fun little game called Steed or Weed. Now, to be completely transparent.
They were a nervous little laugh.
Christy thought she was calling for Can't Beat Kelly.
Right. It's a different game.
I understand.
It's a different game.
It is a different game.
I don't know if this makes you less nervous, more nervous. How are you feeling?
Honestly, I think a little more nervous.
Yeah.
I'm used to losing to you, Kelly.
Oh, great!
Get used to losing to me now. Christy is a brunette, is 5'7", is a bookkeeper, and it's complicated for her. So,
got it.
All good. Christy, so we're, as you know, Derby horses have unique names.
Sure.
You may or may not know that weed strains also have very unique names.
Christy, I had no idea about that either.
Me neither. I'm a DARE graduate. Don't know anything about it.
I'm a DARE graduate.
See?
I took a pledge.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Christy, I want to party with you.
Oh, this
You're
is
fun.
Great.
All right, here we go. I'm going to toss out some names for you. How about Owen Almighty? Is it a steed or weed?
I'm going to go with a... weed.
It's a steed.
It is a steed.
It's a steed. Steed. I remember that one.
Yep. Yep. Actually, last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yep. All right. Next one.
Too obvious. Okay.
It did. Right. It did.
Next one, Christy. Steed or weed? Blue Dream. Blue Dream.
I could really go either way.
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm gonna say weed again.
You got
there
it.
There you go. That one you got.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Okay.
Good job. Good job. All right, Steed or Weed, Christy, Dan and Bourbon.
I'm going to say Steed.
Steed is correct.
That's
yes.
A great
good
horse
job.
Name.
Yes, it is. It is. All right, Steed or Weed, Christy, Jack Herr.
Jack Herr.
Yep, Jack Herr.
Her?
Yeah. Yes, Jack. Her.
I don't even know what to say about that one. I'm just going to say...
Steed or weed?
Weed,
you got it.
Oh,
yep.
Well. Is that endorsed by Jack Harlow?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack Her. Her.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right.
By the way, did you look these up on the work computer?
Maybe.
You think you're going to get questioned on
Listen.
Why were
oh,
you researching? No. I'm
no.
asking Ben because he had to do the research for this game.
Not.
Listen, Christy, you don't want to know the Google searches that I've made on
this
work computer.
They just kind of roll their eyes and like, research purposes again?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Sure, Ben.
Just a couple more. Christy, you're doing fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Steed or weed, Golden Tempo.
Ooh.
Golden Tempo. Steed.
Steed,
you're saying Steed.
That
you
sounds
are
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably a winner. Sounds like a winner.
All right.
Yeah, it does.
By the way, I heard our friend Emily in the afternoon at the track yesterday, and we were coming out of the somber song Homewrecker, and she was just like, that would be an amazing horse name.
Horse name. Homewrecker. Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
It also goes with the group therapy theme.
Yes, it does.
It all works. Christy, we'll give you one more.
Okay.
Gelato. Steed or weed?
Gelato.
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 Why you gotta break in your mama's heart?
It's a horse.
For the sake of the... I don't know. I'm just gonna say weed.
You're just going to say weed. Just throw it out there.
That's a steed.
You're right.
Oh, she is? Really?
Christy is right.
Wasn't there a horse named Gelato?
What?
I thought there was a horse named Gelato.
to be fair, I didn't cross-check that. So you may also be right, but that is actually...
I feel like I see that on the barn list sheet one year when we were out there.
I mean, I feel Kelly, like
it's probably a steed named after Owie.
Yes!
Probably. Okay.
Listen, Christy, you know your weed and your steeds. You're doing great.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so proud. My mom will be too.
Okay, yes. Several horses have had the name Gelato, most notably a 2022 born filly, Chocolate Gelato. Won the Frisette Stakes. Yeah.
Well, Gelato is... So I guess I should have given you a ding for both. If you would have said horse or steed, you'd have been right. And
there's
obviously,
a 2023 horse named Gelato, too. Yeah,
but
okay.
It's also weed. Uh-huh. So
great.
I just didn't cross-check it. But well done, Kelly.
Why you gotta bring it?
Why you gotta bring it, Mama's on? Hey, congratulations, Christy. You win.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Oh, tell everybody how you won, too,
yeah,
please.
For
that
sure.
would be great.
And you know what?
For sure.
Yes. And you know what? Wear your dare patch with pride.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm just really, really grateful you all didn't mention where I work at.
Yeah. No, we're not.
No.
Secret safe with us.
Absolutely. We can just keep that between us friends. All right.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Christy, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you,
all right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Welcome.
That's great. She goes into work today. I heard you knew a lot about weed strains.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a process of elimination.
All right, weed or steed. There you go. That's a fun game. 99.7 DJX. We have a new coworker here in the building.
Hi, Michelle.
It's 99.7 DJX. Now, she's not going to be on 99.7 DJX. She's going to be on one of her sister stations. But
my other job.
Yeah. She just moved to Louisville a couple weeks ago and experiencing everything Derby for
all of its new.
First time. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, you are coming into this city at the right time.
She's from Idaho, y'all.
Yes.
So,
I mean, originally from the Midwest, but like has lived there for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so we've been kind of dragging her along with us to all these events so she can kind of experience it. Kentucky Derby Festival events.
Right.
But like, if there's one piece of advice you'd give to a newbie to the track or to Oaks or Derby, what would you say? What would you impart?
Well, and okay, I'm going to start with the outfit, right?
Mm.
There are some people that I've seen that like go with the hat first and then find the outfit to match. But I found more success
doing it the other way around.
With finding the dress first, and because you can
you can kind of make the hat
a fascinator hat to match your outfit perfectly. And I would, as a beginner, I would start with that, find the dress that you feel fabulous in, and then build your headpiece around that.
I will say that is unconventional because a lot of people go the let's find the perfect hat first, fascinator first, then build the outfit around
it. But I feel that's difficult because if you don't find the dress that's got the perfect shade of whatever's in your hat, then it can get a little dicey. And you can't build a dress around your hat most of the time.
Yeah.
So as a beginner, I would suggest that.
Okay.
Find the dress first.
Well, and we've
then
heard
you can put together a fascinator.
We've heard from several people, comfortable shoes.
Oh, 1,000%. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, comfortable shoes. And it's easier if you're a guy, I think, because they now have those shoes that are tennis shoes, basically.
Sure,
but they look fancy and they look like they're like the leather wingtips.
Well, and put some Band-Aids in your purse, just in case you do go with the really cute heels and you end up walking over a mile to go find a better spot for your 16-year-old son to pick you up.
Yeah, it's not just the walking that you're going to do inside the track.
At the rallies at Taylor Boulevard.
Yes. I mean, speaking for a friend, of course.
I mean, I've heard that that can happen if you call a Hail Mary out to your 16-year-old son and ask him to navigate.
That's a rite of passage,
everybody
though.
Leaving the track at the same time on a Tuesday, and you want to try to make it as easy as possible. So you walk over a mile away.
Not necessarily advice, but this is just funny. Natalie texted us. My sister and I went to Oaks for the first time last year.
Yeah.
She bet on a horse, and it won.
Oh,
so
great.
She was excited. She said, see you, peasants. I'm going to get my money. And she came back with $5. That's one of the things.
But that kind of aura is great. You need that kind of aura.
Yes.
Yes, to be excited about your $5 wins. Yes. And Michelle, yes, tell her the infield totally has unique energy.
Yeah, yeah. If you're,
you'll have different experiences in the infield versus, say, the finish line suites.
Yeah, finish line suites, or even in the paddock. Or, I mean, the good news is there's so many different areas, and you're right; they each have their own different world, depending on where you are there at Oaks or Derby.
Yes, and Seth is saying, be prepared for any weather. Don't pick an outfit based on 78 and sunny with a slight breeze. Picking an outfit based on 82 and sunny, 68 and cloudy, 72 and rainy.
that's right.
The Derby isn't kind when either it's raining and cold or hot and muggy, you always need to be prepared and have a backup plan for your backup plan.
For the backup plan.
Yeah. So, like, you know, this weekend, you may need to find a cute coat that will go along with your cute dress.
Yeah, like if you're going to Oaks, I know that, you know, picking out the dress is cute, but you might be chilly.
And if you're like me, I'm miserable if I am uncomfortable.
If you're cold, right, exactly. All right, let's take a couple more, like for newbies, all right? If this is your first experience, what do you need to know? All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear from the advice of those who've been there, done that. All right, and can impart a little bit of friendly advice. Let's leave the stay home.
Don't go.
Yeah, I mean, obviously are those. Yeah, yes. I mean, okay, sure. But if you're not going to stay home, who cares? What's that advice?
If you're not going to stay home, who cares? This is a conversation for you.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. What are you going to tell a newbie to Oaks and Derby? 99.7 DJX. Seth.
I've been to the Derby a few times, and Oaks a few times. When I was a kid, I was very fortunate. I've been taken on the Millionaire's Row. The suites. Now my family just kind of had the box. But I've done the infield thing on my own. That was when Jack Harlow went. That was fun.
Nice.
I knew someone that got me from the infield all around, and I ended up walking on the track that year. It was crazy. But not going alone is very, very important for a newbie. I've got a buddy from Alabama that wants to come and do the Derby, and the biggest thing for me is him being with someone, even if they don't know what the Derby's like.
Right.
But being with someone so you can share the experience.
True.
That's good.
Yes, don't just go by yourself.
Friends. Yeah, you got to go with friends.
Yep.
And just, you know, keep track of your friends, keep track of you, buddy system, all that stuff.
And hopefully you've got someone that's been there before and can show you the ropes as far as like placing bets and where to go and all the things. And there's lots of, this is one thing that Churchill Downs has done really great job of. Every single day, there's like kind of been like a different theme out there at the track, but they have put together some really great like photo spots.
Fantastic
backgrounds that you can get a picture, you know, be in front of in your beautiful dress and all the things. So grab some pics at one of those spots.
Jill says, pace yourself or you're not going to see the fifth race.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Pace yourself.
That is true.
That is
100%. Oh, listen, if you're slamming three lilies and a shot of Fireball, you might want to space it out a little bit. Have some food in between. I'm just saying
hypothetically, of course. Or you could be like one of our coworkers who literally I caught in the bathroom who was like, I'm still wearing the stuff I wore to the track yesterday.
What?
I was like, I slept on another coworker's couch.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, to be young. I love it.
That's great.
I love it.
That's great. But still, kudos. He still showed up to work today.
He showed up to work. Yes, exactly.
But I think you own the fact that you were wearing that yesterday. That's great.
Elizabeth says, buckle up. Hope you brought crazy money because a beer, they want DNA of your firstborn child, your social security number, and dibs on your 401k.
Also
LOL.
True. Yet, yes.
Obviously, it's going to be
a little pricey.
Well, it's going to be stadium pricing. Like any major sporting event you go to, it's that type of pricing.
Right.
So just understand that. And but yeah, have fun. Go Derby. It's definitely Louisville's time to shine. So
she's going to have a great time.
Yeah.
That's great. And sounds like so are other coworkers. just rally. You're already dressed.
You're already dressed.
Go back.
That's right. All right. Hey, coming up, we're going to do some jokes. You ready for this, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to toss some jokes back and forth. It's a little challenge that we do. Mm-hmm. And it's called You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. So that is on the way. Oh, by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Forgot this one. Amy rolls in with some decent advice, says, hey, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Excedrin, bag and lots of water.
Yes. Band-Aids for the blisters.
Yes. Love that. All right, cool. All right, so You Laugh, You Lose. On the way next, if you want to see it, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Insta or on YouTube. Or, of course, just listen to 99.7 DJX. It's time for some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Show them the trophy, Kelly.
Look who's holding it.
I know. I know. All right, so it's the little challenge where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. I was the loser last week. I go first. Here we go. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah.
I really hate it when doctors won't believe you. You know?
Yeah.
Just the other day, I told my doctor that my heart felt weird. It was missing a beat. That son of a gun looked me right in the eye and said, that was a fib. Aorta, give him a piece of my mind.
Medical jokes.
It's medical doctor jokes.
Yep.
Guess you don't get that.
Well, Ben, I had a procedure.
Yeah?
Asked the surgeon if I could administer my own anesthesia.
Okay.
He said, sure, knock yourself out.
All right. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Sad news, Kelly.
Yeah.
Friend passed away after falling into a vat of coffee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. His wife told reporters, at least he didn't suffer. It was instant.
Got it. Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Moved into an igloo.
You did?
And my friends threw me a housewarming party.
Okay.
Worst idea ever. Now I'm homeless.
Oh, warming party. Yes. Warming. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Not a good idea to have a horse as a pet if you live in Louisville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they need to grow up in a stable environment.
Yes, they do. Hey, Ben, I saw a guy steal some flowers from a local flower shop. The shop owner was chasing him, so I shouted, run, Forrest, run!
It's You Laugh, You Lose. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a horse that lives next door?
What do you call a horse that lives next door?
A neighbor.
And when you walk by, you say, hey.
Yes. Yes. It's You Laugh, You Lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Got banned from the local park for training squirrels to line up by height. Apparently, they did not appreciate me criticizing.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
What's a horse's favorite wine?
I'm sensing a theme. What is a horse's favorite wine?
Chardonnay.
Tasty.
Unless, of course, it's a red wine drinker.
Oh.
Then it's a Cabernet.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, a neutron walks into a bar.
Yes.
A neutron walks into a bar, Ben, says, how much for a beer?
Oh.
Bartender says, for you, no charge.
Ah.
It's a science joke.
Science.
It's a science
joke. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Before being domesticated by humans, you know, horses made multiple attempts to govern themselves.
Did they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it all failed.
Yeah.
In every vote, the nays won.
Yeah. It would be tough to get anything done. It would.
Can't base a stable government on that.
By the way, a little shout out on YouTube. Hi, Kelly. My name is Mike Lee Torres. Can you say I love you, Mike Lee Torres?
Okay, tangent. It's You Laugh, You Lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Went skydiving for the first time today.
Did you?
Yeah. Guy strapped himself to me.
Oh.
We jumped out of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
As we were plummeting, he yells, so, how long have you been an instructor?
Whoops.
That's a bad time to
That was a bad time
him.
To...
I am not.
I am not the instructor.
Kind of thought you were.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Where do horses go when they're sick?
Where do horses go when they are sick?
To the horsepital.
The horsepital, yeah.
Actually, just kidding. they get shot.
That was so... Oh, that was violent. That was violent. I'm keeping my trophy.
Keep your trophy.
I'm keeping my trophy.
Your trophy. Oh. We're sorry, horse.
Oh, that was wrong.
Slap you, lose.
That was wrong.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, I figured that since this is Oaks Day.
Yes.
And this majesty of the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby Festival.
This is a lot of buildup.
I know. And all this buildup is coming to a close today and tomorrow.
Yes.
That we play one last game of Steed or Weed.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
By the way, Lane and Kira, it's pond, not pound.
Yes.
That's keyword. Right. Yeah.
All right. So since the horses have very unique names.
Yes.
And weed strains have very unique names.
I wouldn't know.
Figured we toss this out.
Okay.
Give you a few.
All
see
right.
How well you do.
Okay.
I mean, you were pretty good on the last time we played it.
I feel like I could figure some stuff out.
If you know what I mean.
Okay.
All right. First one. White Widow. Weed or Steed? Or Steed or Weed?
Ooh.
White Widow. White Widow.
I hope it wouldn't be weed. That sounds kind of deathy.
It
right?
Does. It
doesn't
does.
It?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to call Steed.
Yeah, that's actually weed.
Oh, does that come with a warning?
Now, to be fair,
it sounds like it should.
I haven't cross-checked all of these.
Okay.
So there is a chance that some of these could also be both. But I'm just going on what I looked up research.
White Widow is a notable performance horse.
They had to have run in either the Derby or the Oaks.
Okay, fine, but technically it is a horse. Okay, proceed.
It's a weed strain. Steed or weed?
Yeah.
Litmus test.
That's a steed. I remember that one.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Wonder Dean, steed or weed?
Wonder Dean?
Yep, Wonder Dean. Steed or weed?
I feel like it's a weed. It's weed. No!
It's a steed.
I feel like it could be.
It could be.
It could be.
Could be.
It could work for both. That's great.
All right. Steed or weed? Silver haze. Silver haze.
That has to be weed.
Yep.
Because right. Of the word haze. I've learned to look for that as a keyword. In that world.
So, High Mesa haze? Could that be two in a row?
Oh. Okay, I feel like you're trying to bait me. I'm going to say it's a steed because you're trying to trick me.
It was
Dang
weed.
Dang it!
It was weed. You would have been right.
Just gone with the, oh.
You would have been right. All right, we'll do one more. Velvet Rage. Velvet Rage. Steed or weed?
Gosh, that could go either way, too. That could really go either way. I'm going to say a steed.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes, fun
That's
game.
That's great.
There it is,
That's
last time.
That's a fun game. I'm last glad time. That I didn't do well on that, right? Because it shows I know nothing about weed strains. Keeps my perfectly pristine reputation intact.
Okay. Well, you did
right?
good. You did good.
Thank
you did all right.
That
all right,
fun.
So
what
there you go.
What a fun game. Retiring that for a whole new year. Next year, maybe.
We didn't play Horse or Hooker once.
We didn't.
So, I don't know if that's a good thing, if we've matured.
You're like, we got 45 minutes left in the show.
I was going to say.
Still time.
There's still time.
There's still time.
All right, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hey, let's do a setting the bar story, shall we?
We shall. It's an example of what not to do.
Look, being let go from a job, whether you're fired or let go, riffed, however it is, not always a great experience, right?
Sure.
It can be very emotional.
Never a good experience, I would say.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting fired, then hatching a scheme to steal over $80,000 involving mac and cheese, you're doing okay.
That is going to make your situation worse.
Yeah, Keyshawn, Chick-fil-A, got let go.
Uh-oh.
So here's how he got involved with macaroni and cheese and trying to steal over $80,000 from the store.
Okay, let's connect those dots.
So he used registers. He got into the restaurant without authorization.
Mm.
Used registers to purchase, quote, purchase 800 large macaroni and cheese trays. Then refund them directly into his personal credit card. So surveillance caught him doing this super fast. And they kind of figured this out when they noticed some unusual financial activity happening store. Yeah.
There is going to be some records for that, especially if you're using the registers.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, he was kind of trying to use, do you remember that old movie with Jennifer Aniston, Office Space?
Yes.
And where they hatch a scheme to like round up and take like the fraction of a cent.
Yes.
And dump it into their bank account. And then they realize they're like millionaires overnight.
Yep.
And they're like freaking out.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think he probably saw that and thought, you know what? I could do the same.
I could do that too. And mac and cheese is going to help me do it.
That's going to be my transportation to freedom.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't work. So okay. Now he's busted on felony charges.
Okay, so now fired and felony.
Yes,
great. That's great. That's great.
Yes. However, that mac and cheese is good, though.
Oh, it's tasty.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yes, it's worthy of stealing. Just don't.
All right, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. We spent ample time this week trying to determine whether or not it's a horse or a weed strain on 99.7 DJX.
Unfortunately, yes, we did.
Now, why do you go and deflate me like that?
Because
unfortunately, we did. That my point
when
is
when we have contestants saying, "Oh, don't say where I work," when they're playing the game.
Well, to be fair, she thought she was calling in for Can't Beat Kelly.
Okay, and then she heard the game,
and then I sprung
like,
it on her.
Please don't say where I work, especially now.
It's fine. We're fine. But I thought it was interesting that there are restrictions on what horses can be named.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So do you have to, like, submit a name and then some board has to say approved or not approved?
It's the Horsing Commission.
Really?
Or it's the Jockey Club can approve or deny a horse name.
What are the criteria for, like, no-no names?
So anything that consists entirely of initials is a no-no.
Okay.
Ending in horse-related terms like filly, cold, stud, mare, stallion is a no-no.
Oh.
Horses that are entirely numbers.
No, okay, I get
no,
that.
No, no.
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
Right. Yeah. Why would you want to do that? Ending with numerical designation, like Roman. Roman numerals are fine,
yes.
But like second or third.
Like Gelato the Third.
Right, can't do that.
Okay.
Right, can't do that. Names of real people living or dead, unless there's written permission from the estate or the person.
What about characters?
Like SpongeBob or something?
Yes, or Forrest Gump.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Run, Forrest, run! How amazing would that be?
Names of racetracks, another no-no.
Yeah, okay.
So you couldn't have Horse Churchill Downs racing in the Derby
that
or whatever.
That makes sense.
Can't be offensive or profane,
okay,
obviously.
Sure.
Or
like
anything
fast as blink!
Yeah, or anything in the eyes of the jockey club. So you may think, oh, this is going to fly, but they're like, no, no.
Okay.
Or winners from the past 50 years.
So, Seabiscuit's son. Can you do that?
Or they can't do retired names.
Oh.
So like Secretariat is a no-no.
Right. Okay.
That's a retired name.
Got it.
Right.
All right. Can't have another Big Brown.
I don't know if that's retired or not, but that was
really?
That was a great one.
It was a great one. Yeah. Barbaro.
Barbaro, Smarty Jones.
Yes.
Of course, Animal Kingdom. What were the latest Triple Crown winners?
I don't know.
You remember them, right?
I was really doing great with the ones that I just tossed out.
He's a Pegasus. Remember that one?
Oh, he's a Pegasus!
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I thought those were good. Always interesting names. Right to Party is a real horse.
Okay.
So Happy is a real horse.
Yes.
Emerging Market, real horse. Still the favorite, Renegade, which...
I am a little upset that no one can name their horse Justin Bieber.
Unless they get
all my money on Justin Bieber.
Well, unless they get written permission from Justin Bieber.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
Oh, and weren't we hearing rumors?
Well, yeah. And you
Taylor
said,
Swift, yeah, Travis Kelce.
That would be a great horse name.
Yes, like
Swifty.
Like Tavis or Swifty.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
All right, just put that in the suggestion box.
Okay.
So, yeah, speaking of Justin Bieber, here's Justin Bieber, not the horse.
Listen, somebody ask him permission and name a horse after Justin Bieber.
9970 JX. All right, it's Ben and Kelly, Happy Oaks, 9970 JX.
Could you name a horse Yukon?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or Beauty and a Beat.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
That would be really good, too.
Kelly's going to be hanging out a little bit later on Kroger Middletown.
Yes.
She does every year. It's always great.
If you've never seen them craft the garland of roses that's going to be draped upon the winner of Kentucky Derby 152, it's a sight to behold because there's like 465 roses, I think. Mm-hmm. I actually got a chance to sew one in
last
year.
Sew on. That's
which,
cool.
Which, let me tell you, the pressure you feel when you have like people watching you. It's being live streamed on TV.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's a big deal.
Yeah. I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't really screw this up. Like, I can't have the one rose that falls out of it
be yours
when it's being draped. Like, you got to make sure those puppies are solid in there. Like, they are master artists that have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
My buddy Allison, she's one of them. And yeah, I always love seeing her. And it's a sight to behold. It's a full-on party, too. They have, like, vendors and all the things. So I always love seeing the people that are walking up. They could just think they're going to the grocery store.
Yeah, they just need to grab milk.
I'm like, what is going on here?
I know. They're just wanting to run up. And
like, they didn't know. They didn't get the memo that's going on.
You're like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
I just needed some Nerds clusters.
Yeah. Yeah. And they usually have, like, you know, food going, grilling, and all the things. It's a big old full-on party. So come by. We'll be out there from 5 to 7, I believe.
Yeah.
So fist bump, all the things.
All right. That's
maybe
cool.
Maybe get a koozie.
So yeah, Kelly will be out there. And then, you know, hey, if you're headed out to any Oaks parties, have fun, be safe. And then, of course, Derby. We've got Haley and Emily both going to be doing their shows from the Derby, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, and hey, we love to see your outfits, your
fascinators. It's all about that.
So
it's
tag about us that. If you post any pics from the track. Tag Churchill Downs, you know, Happy Derby, all the things.
Yeah, a lot of great places to take your photos this year at the track. So
they've done a great job of that.
Happy Derby, and yeah, win big. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.